morning, y'all. excuse me, my allergies are horrible. So, today is, I don't know, whatever day we want it to be. Wednesday, March 3rd. So, March. Y'all, I don't know about y'all, but, I'm tired this morning. I'm tired. I thought I slept pretty well, but I think I dreamt a little bit. I don't know what about. So that might have had something to do with me feeling tired today. I don't know. I don't know. Another thing, too, y'all. I don't know if y'all have went and got your COVID vaccines. And I'm not trying to scare anybody or discourage anybody. But that first shot I got was really no big deal, you know. I got the shot, my arm hurt a little bit, you know, I had the red mark, and then it bruised up. Other than that, that was it. Second shot was a doozy. Second shot was definitely a doozy. I went and got the second shot, you know, within the time frame you're supposed to. They say the date they give you 4 days before, 4 days after, so I went, you know, as soon as I could and got it done, because, you know, they were talking about possibly running out of vaccines and blah, 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 back and forth, so I was like, I'm going to go get it done as soon as I can. So I went and get it done. It's probably been maybe 2 months now around that since I had that second shot. And let me tell you, I had those body aches and chills and, like, headaches. And, I mean, I had a lot of stuff I was going, uh-uh. And people, I had heard and read articles talking about after that first COVID shot, people felt so horrible, the vaccine, that they didn't want to go in for the second one. And I thought, well, it was backwards for me. Because if the norm was to go get your first shot and then feel horrible, well, I didn't feel horrible after my first shot. I felt horrible after my second shot. So that second shot was a complete doozy. I mean, I feel like it wiped me kind of off the map for a while. Like, literally, I am still, no joke, I'm still actually trying to push through every day because I'm so exhausted. My body has not, and I don't want to sound like negative or like, you know, but honestly, it's been over 2 months. So I don't know if, you know, this second vaccine is actually going to, I don't want to say wear out of my system or whatever, but I don't know actually if I'm going to get my energy ever back again. And that's just being honest, you know, I can go home after work and take a nap, and that nap can last anywhere between a couple hours, and then I get up, and then I go back to bed again, or that nap can be all night, and I wake up the next morning when my alarm goes off. So, to be honest with y'all, you know, I don't know if I'm going to get my energy back. I hope I do. I just don't know how long it's going to take, you know what I mean? I had a family member of mine who's senior in age-wise, and she went and got the vaccine. I think it was her second one, I think. And she felt, I think it was the second one. I don't know if it was the first or second, to be honest, but she went and got it. And she was like, she sent us an email saying, did y'all feel any side effects or whatever? And I said, oh man, you know, did I ever? And she sent an email later that evening, oh, well, I just took a nap and woke up and feel fine. And I'm like, we have the same genes. I'm like, how is it that, you know, like, I would have thought that she would have had more trouble with it, you know what I'm saying, than I would have. But I don't know if maybe she's, you know, just been exposed to more stuff, and maybe that's why her body, like, didn't have any issues with it. I really don't know, to be honest with y'all. But I was just kind of like, huh, well, that seems backwards to me, you know, like, I was like, huh. It's 2 months later, and I'm still going, I'm tired. and I am. Like, honestly, the other day, I finally cleaned my house. This was, like, this past weekend, actually. I finally cleaned my house. And let me tell y'all, I haven't cleaned it in a while because that, to be honest with you, that second COVID shot really kicked me in the butt. I mean, I'm not going to lie. It really knocked me out for a good minute. And I literally, in order to clean my house, no joke, in order to clean my house, I literally had to, I had a coffee, a nice coffee. I had 3 sodas. Excuse me, I have these hiccups. And I had a Monster Energy drink. I think maybe one more coffee. But yeah, I literally had to like caffeinate myself. And that's not normal for me. You know, normally I can, you know, go through and clean my house. You know, I might sit down here and there and be like, whoo, you know, because it's just one house and, you know. So, but yeah, I mean, literally, yeah, it definitely took me a full day, which I'm talking about sweeping, mopping, dishes, you know, I'm talking about the whole nine yards, you know, cleaning everything, which, you know, a whole day is not really bad, you know what I mean? But I literally had to keep caffeinating myself to get it done. I mean, that's not normal, you know. Normally I can just take my time and go through and just clean and, you know, just get it done. But I literally was so tired, like, since that second shot, like, I can be sitting there, or whether at home or work or whatever, and I'll have energy for a second, and then the next I go to move, like, I have energy, and I'm done. I mean, it's crazy. Like, I can clean, like, a kitchen area, and then I have to go sit down. And then I can catch my breath or whatever, and then get up and go clean the bathroom. It mind boggles me, because I'm not that type of person that, like, really sits down like that, you know what I mean? I mean, yes, I do like to sit down and watch movies and, you know, just chill out and take breaks and, you know what I mean? Like, just do nothing some days, but that's not me every day, you know what I mean? So, I'm not trying to scare people and not getting the shot, by no means. I just feel like some people, you know, people need to realize that, I don't want to say what they're telling us is wrong, but I just want to say, everybody's body is different, and every shot or vaccine is going to affect everybody differently. So, you know, no matter what you read or how, you know, what your doctor says or, you know, or whatever, I mean, your body, you may or may not have side effects. So don't, you know, I'm kind of hard on myself as far as, like, you need to get this, you know. I mentally am like, you need to get this done. This is, you know, I'm telling myself I'm ridiculous, that I'm out of breath and I'm tired, you know, all the time. And that's no joke. Like, I'm tired. Like, I physically am tired. Like, I feel like I ran, for those of you that have ever been in the military, a PRT, try that about 8-9 times in a row, back to back. Most people can knock out a PRT and be okay, and then need to, you know, go take a nap or take a shower and just chill out the rest of the day. Me, you know, running 10 of those, anybody's gonna be like, oh, I can't, you know, they might be able to do 1 or 2, you know, maybe 3, but they're gonna be like, nope, can't keep doing this, like, they're, you know, so, yeah, I mean, literally, I feel like I've been kind of put through the ringer, and so my body's still trying to catch up. So what I'm trying to say is, don't be too hard on y'all selves. If y'all do get the vaccine, decide to, you know, whatever your choice is your choice. Whatever you believe is what you believe. But don't be too hard on yourself if you get the vaccine and you're surprised, like I was, with not feeling, you know, any type of side effects after vaccine 1 and thinking, oh, okay, this is good. You know, there's no side effects. I'm not feeling anything. And then get vaccine 2 and go, oh, mama, you know, like, all of a sudden there's a bunch of side effects, you know, and you're like, oh, okay, I don't, you know, like, you're literally having to, like, sleep. Like, I think I might have told y'all this, I don't know for sure, but one weekend I literally slept, I think it was 18 hours, something like that, and then I woke up and I took a nap, and then I went back to bed and slept another 18 or whatever it was, 10 or 12 or whatever it was. And then I woke up, took another nap, and then I went back to bed and slept for 8. I mean, that was one weekend. And during that time of those weekdays, for like the past month or month and a half, I was only sleeping a couple hours, maybe 4 hours a night, if that. So my body was like trying to keep up, you know, and be like, okay, what are we doing here? You know, because your body, no matter how little sleep you give yourself, or you say, well, my body won't let me rest, your body needs rest. So you not giving yourself time to sleep, you know, or your body time to rest, it's not going to do you any good. Me, I was going to bed, you know, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock in the afternoon, and waking up at 3:30 the next morning and still not feeling, you know, like I'd recovered, which to me is like, okay, what's up here, you know? So don't be surprised, don't be shocked if that second shot, you know, or that first shot, whether it's second or the first one, you know, kind of throws you out of left field and you're like, wait a second, what's going on here? Because it's very possible. excuse me, all my allergies are horrible today. They were bad yesterday, but they're really bad today. I'm kind of curious to know what the pollen count or whatever it is, or the allergy count and all that stuff, because, man. but yeah, y'all, I really wanted to tell y'all that, you know, don't be surprised. And I'm not saying, you know, don't get the shots, you know, because, me personally, you know, I weighed the pros and cons of stuff, you know, and I kind of looked into what they did have out there and what they were saying about, whether the first shot or the second shot and side effects and all this and that. And, you know, I looked into it as best I could, you know, and tried to do a little research, you know, and there wasn't a whole lot of info about it, you know. It was kind of like, because, you know, you don't really know, even if they do clinical trials, you know, you don't really know exactly what side effects you're going to have, you know, you don't know. So, just don't be too hard on yourselves, you know, just, make sure that you know, try to, do your research, you know, and if you feel like it's a good thing for you to get the shot, then get it. If not, then don't, you know, it's really your, your opinion, honestly, and what you want to do. For me, it was more or less of, okay, I don't want to catch COVID, you know, kind of my thought process was, you know, I don't want to catch COVID. My options are to not get the shot and possibly catch it, or to get the shot and hope that the side effects aren't that severe and that, you know, I'll be okay. And that, hopefully, you know, I'll be able to, you know, to get the shot and be all right, and then just, you know, keep it moving. So, you know, just be aware that, you know, everybody, the shot affects differently, you know, so don't be surprised at all if, you know, if you get the shot and you're like, holy moly, like, you know, if it knocks you for a loop, because it's very possible. So just, you know, be patient with yourself. I would probably suggest to maybe, like, have, like, I told a good friend of mine, and I've been telling people I know, you know, if you decide to go get it, you know, and you're worried about side effects, maybe, you know, make sure you have orange juice at the house, you know, stuff you like to eat and drink, you know, that way if you don't feel like getting up and going to the grocery store, you know, you have stuff to snack on. And I kind of told them, you know, keep water or juice or something by your bed, you know, so you can drink that when you're thirsty, if you, you know, if you're just getting up and go to the bathroom, because literally, it literally knocked me for a loop. When I wasn't working, I was at home in bed. I mean, I literally, the couch wasn't even going to suffice. I mean, I was literally sleeping and basically getting up, going to the bathroom. That was kind of it. That was kind of the, you know, bane of my existence for the last couple months. I literally was that tired, and I'm still trying to, you know, catch up on sleep and whatnot. So, hope y'all have a good day, and I appreciate y'all. Thank you.